I do think the appeal, though, for different generations, and it could be your aging generation as well as the younger generations that are more into the flexibility of travel, having more money. And I think that there's more of a desire to have more cash on hand, freedom, and a smaller footprint.
Tim Bray here, broker owner of Seaport Real Estate Services.
Kyle Schrader, I'm an agent at Seaport Real Estate Services.
Krista Allen, welcome to Seaport Real Estate Services. I feel like you're the missing piece in this puzzle, or this mosaic.
I appreciate that.
Sight.
I'm very excited. I think it's
you didn't get that welcome. What's up with that?
That's all right. I'm old news at this point. I'm not new anymore.
Anyway, feels like it's everything's coming together, and we're grateful that you're here.
Yes.
Thank you. Grateful for the opportunity.
ADUs.
Accessory dwelling units. Tiny homes. In-law apartments, additional space onto your existing property.
Can anybody put an ADU on their property?
It depends what town you're in.
Yeah.
It depends, you know, how much land you have. All those regular zoning rules apply. So basically, if you could build a house, you can probably build an ADU. However, you got to do your research and get down there.
So are we still talking, like, if you look at the envelope of a property and you see that the house, existing house, is right here, you may be planning on putting a detached unit, an attached unit, it's freestanding. You still need to conform with zoning regs, right? Setbacks, wetlands,
absolutely,
on and on and on.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So if it's an R40 and the R40 in a specific town has 20-foot setbacks from the side, 100 feet from the back, 100 feet from the front, and a floor area ratio that's built into this. But nobody knows what the floor area ratio it is. It's basically saying, okay, if you have an acre, which is roughly 43,560 square feet, and it says you can build on 25% of that, then it's saying that
your home, the footprint of your home, can't exceed more than 25% of the total lot area.
And so your ADU is calculated and factored into that,
right?
As absolutely. Well,
but there so are going to
it's
exclude
also
stuff.
Factored into your well capacity, your septics, and understanding, you know, are you already at maximum with the current house on property? Which, in many cases, that may be true because you've built to suit, and there could be additional costs associated with that if you're going to build.
So what do you mean? So you've got, you're on a cesspool, 50-gallon drum in the ground. And you want to do an ADU that's beside that. You don't think you can just tie into that existing thing? You have to put another one?
Yeah, maybe two 50-gallon drums.
Right.
So in essence, if you're trying to do this and you're on a system that isn't quite adequate for what you're even using right now, and you're applying, you're probably going to have to upgrade your entire system.
Right.
And just so you know, farmers that were out there back in the day did their calculations, and sometimes those 50-gallon drums really worked well.
I bet they did.
I mean, however, so you're building, you know there's going to be a cost associated with that build anyways, and in the long run, those costs could be offset by your gains, right? So oftentimes ADUs are for multi-generational needs and homes.
If you get along with your relatives.
If you do. Well, that's why you'll often use a detached ADU. for rental property, right? So it's another stream of revenue.
The town doesn't want to hear that.
No.
They may not want to hear that, but it is, you know, an option for homeowners, especially once you've built an ADU and perhaps over time, and this is a consideration, over time, you need to factor in how else are you going to use that property once it's met its need. You know, you have parents living there, and over time, there's no longer a need for them to live in that unit. What are you going to do with it?
Right.
I do think the appeal, though, for different generations, and it could be your aging generation as well as the younger generations that are more into the flexibility of travel, having more money, cash in hand, rather than these homes where some of our generations, I'll say I'm guilty of it, are used to, you know, building the big American dream home. And I think that there's less of an appeal for that and more of a desire to have more cash in hand, freedom, and a smaller footprint.
I, for one, it may be counterintuitive to be talking about this because it kind of cuts us out of the game. I mean, but I love ADUs, and I think they're a great way to make housing accessible and affordable in a market where neither accessibility or affordability is easy to come by these days. But yeah, you have to treat it as you would any other build. So all the zoning laws and regs apply, build codes apply, everything still applies.
Now, there are also, you want to use a local reputable builder or maybe a company like Boxable that has created opportunities. What are your thoughts on, you know, Southern New England modular, actually, this tiny homes?
Modular, well, yeah. I was actually just thinking about that. Find a good modular home company like Southern New England Modulars. They're positioned very uniquely because a modular home, when you scale it down to this, the size of ADUs, which is what we're talking about, it just makes their job easier, faster, and kind of more streamlined. You're taking homes that they would normally have to segment into four or five, maybe six modules and just condensing it down to one. So their turnaround times will be huge, rapid, you know, super fast.
And remember, these usually somebody does this one time, so it's all brand new. Allow us to help you with this process.
Absolutely.
You know, we're here to help. We're your resource, and we're more than happy to.
Yeah, even if it's just for advisory, or, you know, we can guide you through any step of the process as much as you need.
Heck, maybe we're able to help you make the decision that this is not the right thing to do, and we're more than happy to do that as well.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Information is everything.
Too. Yeah, and Tim will happily come out and bury a 50-gallon drum in your
yard. Yeah. If you have one, we're happy to dig those up, or we could blow them up and see if we can get those out of the ground. There you go. We did write three different blogs that are on our site right now that will help people go through this process. So I would recommend that if there is an interest, reach out to any one of us, read those blogs.
Yeah.
We can help you through the process. We're excited about this.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I love it.
It's a whole new, you know, area of real estate and revenue for, as you mentioned,
well, and affordability. I mean, even if there is inventory now, which there isn't much, affordability is a huge issue. And this can be one kind of way around that and maybe make a new home accessible to more people.
Awesome. I'm Tim Bray.
Kristen Allen.
I'm Kyle Sweeney.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate everything.